T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning. Okay, this is Climate Walkout Day across the country, across the world. Students asked to walk out to save the planet. But save the planet from what? I asked you earlier if you were going to have students in the car. Turn it up. I want to talk to them. I want to talk to them personally. You're going to hear a lot from your teachers today. You probably heard all week about climate change. If you're like my children, you're hearing in your science classes, the world's coming to an end. We're heating up. Water level's going to rise. The penguins are going to go extinct. The polar bears are going to go extinct. We're going to have drought. We're going to have famine. Scary, isn't it? So parents, turn your radios up. I want to talk to your kids for a second. And listen, one of the reasons I want to talk to you is because this stuff is scary. It sounds terrible. And when people that your parents tell you to trust, like your teachers, are telling you this stuff, teachers you may like very much, it's scary. And I don't want you to worry. Because man-made climate change is not going to destroy the earth. It's not going to happen. Now, you may be thinking, but I like my teachers. My teachers tell me the truth. No, your teachers are just as deluded as the rest of us because they're using mainstream sources, mainstream media sources. And the mainstream media has been lying to the country for 50 years about climate change. And they've been doing it because they support the government having a lot of power. And their solution to these alleged problems, like man-made global warming, man-made climate change, is always to give the government a ton of power. So here's what I'm going to do for you this morning. So I don't want you to worry about climate change. And I want to give you the tools to challenge what your teachers say. Everything I'm about to read to you, you can find on my Facebook page. I've pinned it to the top, Tara Servatius fan page. You can see the actual photocopies of the articles right there. They're posted online. So you don't have to take my word for it. Go read it over the weekend. Read it with your parents. I want to show you how they're manipulating you or attempting to. And I want to do it so that you don't have to worry about disasters in our world caused by climate change. It's not going to happen. How do I know? Because the media has been telling this lie for 50 years. And I've been around long enough to remember when Al Gore said that by 2008, parts of New York and Florida would be underwater. Did that happen? No. It's 10 years later. And all that was supposed to happen because of climate change. It didn't. It isn't. They've been lying to you for 50 years. Every one of the climate lies they've told hasn't come true. And I want to challenge you. Go read this. Don't take my word for it. Go read the actual photocopies of the articles. They're up on my Facebook page. Let's begin. 50 years ago, let's go back to 1969, New York Times. Faux headline, foe of pollution sees lack of time. Paul Ehrlich said that time had already run out because of man-made pollution and overpopulation, drought, starvation was coming. Quote, we must realize that unless we are extremely lucky, everybody will disappear in a cloud of blue steam in 20 years. This was in 1969. That would have been by 1989. Did that happen? This is the New York Times. It didn't happen. But that was only the beginning of the lies. In 1970, the Boston Globe published this. Scientists predict a new ice age by the 21st century. Ice age. What was going to cause that? Air pollution may obliterate the sun and cause a new ice age in the first third of the new century. Now, what was the solution? Americans had to stop using energy. They had to give up their cars, their mobility. Mobility is freedom, right? If we didn't do this, by the year 2000, we'd be in an ice age. Did that happen? No? These are big media sources, the same ones your teachers are using today. Let's fast forward to Okay, this one's Boston Herald. The oceans will be dead in less than a decade. The date on this, 1970. So that would have been by 1980. That's Paul Ehrlich. Says who? Says a consensus of scientists. Did that happen? No, not didn't. America would be subject to water rationing by 1974 and food rationing by 1980 because of man-made pollution. Did that happen? No, it didn't happen. I don't want you to be, I don't want you to be afraid today. I don't want you to think the world's coming into an end, because let me tell you, kids, it's not. They've been doing this for 50 years, and the solution is always the same. Give the government more power. Let us take away your free speech. Let us take away a lot of the money you earn. Let us take away the rights over every part of your life to save you and this dying planet. But the planet never dies. Let me keep going. Washington Post, that's a pretty credible source, right? July 9, 1971, headline, U.S. scientists see new ice age coming. The world, in as little as 50 years, could see a disastrous new ice age. Why? That's, okay, 50 years. So it's 1971. Yeah, 1971. That would be today, right? It's not happening. In the next 50 years, the fine dust man constantly puts into the atmosphere by fossil fuel burning, so that's what, oil, coal, gas, could screen out so much sunlight that the average temperature could drop by 6 degrees. Didn't happen. If sustained over several years, 5 to 10, such temperature decrease could be sufficient to trigger an ice age. It didn't happen. These are the same media sources that are now telling you the world's going to come to an end from man-made climate change. Here's another one, headline, in The Guardian. It's a big paper in the UK. Space satellites show new ice age coming fast, 1974. Did it happen? No. Time magazine, you trust them? Headline, 1974, another ice age. As they review the bizarre and unpredictable weather pattern of the past several years, a consensus, oh look, there's the word again, consensus is all the scientists, right? A consensus of scientists are beginning to suspect that many seemingly contradictory meteorological fluctuations are part of a global climate upheaval. Didn't happen. Here's another one. This is UPI, it's Big Wire Service. Great peril to life. Gas pairs away Earth's ozone. Earth was going to burn up because the fossil fuels we were burning were going to burn a hole in the ozone. Did it happen? That prediction was, what's the year on this one? 78. Nope. Didn't happen. How about this one from the New York Times, 1976? The cooling. We were supposed to suffer famine, mass starvation, freezing temperatures that would eventually end life on Earth by the year 2000. Did it happen? No, it didn't. Didn't happen. 1980. Headline, UPI, acid rain kills life in lakes. This ran in the New York Times, but it was written by the reporters at UPI. 10 years later, the government did a study that found none of it was true, but they scared people to death. I remember I lived through it. This is why I don't believe them. And again, I'm talking to the kids in the cars. I know you're hearing this stuff from your teachers. I know you like your teachers, but I'm telling you, they've been scaring us this way for 50 years, and every one of their climate predictions, every single one, has turned out to be not true. Here's another one. New York Times, 1978, 30-year cooling trend in Northern Hemisphere. They forecast there would be mass drought by the 1990s. There wouldn't be enough water because it was all going to be frozen up, right? Do we have a mass drought in the 1990s? I was alive in the 1990s. We did not. Miami News, 1988. More droughts likely, experts tell senators. Why? Because we were burning fossil fuels. Did it happen? No, it did not. 1988 is when they flipped. Now it was not going to be an ice age. It was going to be the world burning up. Prepare for long, hot summers, they wrote. This is Gannett News Service. Washington, D.C., for instance, here's a specific prediction, would go from its current 35 days a year over 90 degrees to 85 days a year over 90 degrees. We'd have droughts. Did it happen? No. The number of hot days in D.C. peaked in 1911 and has been declining ever since. It was supposed to go up. It went down. They're wrong. Just like they are today. What about this one? Associated Press, June 30th, 1989. Rising seas could obliterate nations, the UN said. They predicted that New York's West Side Highway would be underwater by 2019. Is it underwater today? It's not, is it? It's not underwater today. Here's another one from The Guardian. The Independent. The UK Independent. Snowfalls are now just a thing of the past. Children just aren't going to know what snow is. When was that? 2000. It's 2019. You seen snow? It even falls in South Carolina sometimes, doesn't it? Here's The Guardian again. New Pentagon. Now the Pentagon tells Bush climate change will destroy us. When was this going to happen? Well, that was going to lead to Britain having a Siberian climate by 2020. Do they have a Siberian climate today? That was back in 2004 they predicted that. Do they have that? Freezing Siberian climate. No, they don't. No, they don't. 2008. AP science writer. NASA scientists were toast. 2008. We have 10 years left. 5 to 10 years. The Arctic would be free of sea ice in the summer. How's that working out? It's thicker now than it was 10 years ago. So, kids, I don't want you to worry. I don't want you to worry. This stuff's not going to happen. They've been lying to us for 50 years. They will lie to us for 50 more. You will be just like me. You will live long enough in great health to see none of this come to fruition. Now, if you want to see and read for yourself all the articles I just read to you, they're up on my Facebook page. Tara Servatius fan page. I'll pin them to the top. You could see the photocopies. Use it to challenge your teachers, but don't go to school afraid today for how the world's going to burn up, how the climate's going to lead to disaster, man-made fuels, whatever, going to lead to disaster. It's not going to happen. They've been predicting it for 50 years. They've been wrong 100% of the time.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, public service portion of the show today. These poor kids are marching. I feel so bad for them. I mean, they're terrified. They actually think the world is going to end from climate change in their lifetime. Did you see this? There's a Canadian movement of kids to not have children because they don't want to bring them into a world that's going to end. So here's what we're doing. I know the kids were on their way to the elementary school, and I got them right as they were trapped in the car line getting out because I know where my kids are this morning. I'm going to do it again at 8. At 8:05. I want to hit the middle school and high school kids who are in the cars. Because I know their teachers are going to be filling their heads full of climate change stuff. And a lot of these teachers aren't bad people. They just trust the mainstream media. They don't know any better. And so I want your children's minds. Give me their minds for 7 minutes. Make them listen to it. And I'm going to go back again at 8:05, 50 years of climate lies. Every one of which didn't come true. 100% failure rate. Even using words as far back as the 1960s, it's wild reading these articles. Consensus of scientists. Scientific consensus. Most scientists believe. And that's when they were saying we'd have global cooling. We were going to have, a hole in the ozone, mass starvation, drought. I mean, they just make it up. It's voodoo. And little more. And again, I've clipped to the top of my Facebook page right there, Tara Servatius fan page, all the articles. You can see them yourself. Sit down with your children, go over them. I did this with my kids, and we were dying laughing reading them. It was so ridiculous that, I mean, even kids are laughing at the absurdity of what these adult reporters were saying in the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, even early 2000s, none of which came true. Lies. Manipulation. And so I don't want your kids to be scared today when they go to school, because I know their teachers are going to be talking about this, and it's going to be more lies and manipulation, just like the last 50 years. And I want them to not take my word for it. I want them to read the articles themselves. Decide for yourself. That's why I put them up there to help you. I want you to understand how bad this is. They had Children's Day at Congress. They brought in these poor kids. It's so bad. They brought in these poor kids to talk about how terrified they were of, you know, climate change and, like, literally why even study, because we're all going to die. I mean, it's just... This is what they're doing to kids. Take a listen. This is from the testimony before Congress.
For me, it's really been affecting, because similar to Vic, I already have, like, underlying issues of, like, anxiety. And it's just really hard to grow up in a world full of ifs. You know, I don't think a lot of people in Congress understand the conversations that are happening in everyday American high schools. But we're constantly asked, prepare for your future, study for your future, do this for your future. But our world is full of ifs. I'll be talking to my best friend and she'll be like, yeah, you know, I really want to see this natural place sometime if it's going to still be around. I really want to study to be this if that's still going to be a possibility. And it's just like this constant looming uncertainty. And it's this weird form of nihilism and weird just fear that's been existing in my generation, where kids are joking like, what is even like the point, the world is ending, what are we studying for, what are we doing?
This is what they're doing to them. Anything to get more government power over people's lives. Any lie they have to tell, any child they have to scare, anything, they will do anything.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app. Haven't felt right since the election?
I think they're exaggerating the fears of a Donald Trump presidency.
Do you often feel the urge to burn something down?
In their protests,
fireworks
becomes the very thing that they're protesting against.
Flares, rocks, bottles were thrown.
Or slap people you don't even know because you think they don't like you?
No, I'm president!
If you've never felt like this before, but do now.
I think they're exaggerating the fears of a Donald Trump presidency.
You may be suffering from a case of Trump utter derangement syndrome. Or turds.
Turds. So you've seen these MAGA hats, right? I mean, they're red. Have you seen the conversation going on Twitter? Yeah, by people triggered, not just by seeing a MAGA hat, which, by the way, like in places like Washington State now will get you beat. You don't want to go out in one, because, and once they beat you merely for wearing it, the charges against them will be dismissed. You could wear one here, but I mean, some blue states, not a good idea. I mean, you could be taking your life into your hands. Okay. So what's the solution here? We should all just cool it and get along. No. New Rasmussen poll. 14% of Americans say they favor a ban on red hats. Not just MAGA hats, but red hats. Because seeing a red hat is triggering people, even if it's not a political hat. Might be from a barbecue joint down the road. Doesn't matter. It's too triggering. Now, listen to this. This doesn't tell you the state of the American public. I don't know what does. 14% of American adults favor the banning of red caps in America because they upset some people. Another 17% are undecided. Okay, so even in Common Core math, 14 and 17 equals 31%. Nearly a third of Americans are like, my First Amendment rights, I don't need that. Nobody else does either. We're fine. Either like, yeah, just ban him because some people don't like him. Or, you know, I don't oppose that. Does that scare you? Because that scares me. we're just going to ban a political symbol because it upsets some people, that some other people disagree with them. And that a third of the American public's like, all right, sure, yeah, whatever, that's fine. Wow. That's nuts. That's just, you're just some days left going, just wow. But, you know, what isn't triggering? I mean, if seeing a MAGA hat is triggering, let's go with that, right? And anything that triggers anyone or upsets anybody is ergo wrong. What if I am upset about, I don't know, death threats against the president, like joking about his assassination, right? Like, that's an upsetting thing, right? I mean, what about that? Like, can we get that banned? I mean, surely that would upset somebody. Yeah, well, there was a skit on Saturday Night Live, apparently, that's getting a lot of attention. And it joked about the president's assassination. We're going to talk more about that coming up. Anybody upset about that? Should that be banned? No. That's okay. Now, that is political commentary. See, we can't be banning political commentary. Because, see, that's the First Amendment right there. Okay, we'll just ban red hats. Makes sense. By the way, did you see this? Man, is this predictable. I mean, if you want, I mean, what you can, if you want to show, if what all that happens when you give in to the left and you ban, as Beto, the fake Mexican and presidential candidate, wants to do, he wants to ban AK-47s and AR-15s. Why not, right? The public doesn't need those. Those are military style assault rifles. I mean, nobody needs to have one of those. You don't need that. Now, look, we're just talking about those guns. We would never take any other away. All it takes to get Beto to expand his gun ban is one guy. You see this? He's at a rally. And a man who claims that he was a survivor of the 1999 Columbine massacre, he shows up in the crowd, right? So he gets on the microphone. He asks Beto, "Hey, listen, you know those shooters at Columbine? They didn't use AKs. They didn't use ARs. They did. They used semi-automatic weapons, just regular semi-automatic weapons. Now, most pistols and rifles in the U.S. are semi-automatic. So, I mean, we're talking about now a ban of most guns." So we ask him, you know, "Hey, this wouldn't have stopped Columbine here, this ban of yours on ARs and AKs. So, you know, would you be willing to expand it?" All it takes is one guy to ask. One guy. What does Beto say? "Oh, totally, man. No, totally. Yeah, no, we can expand it." What does this tell you? They have no intention of stopping at AKs and ARs. That's just the beginning. And it won't end there. By the way, did you hear this woman confront Beto? Man, we need to keep doing stuff like this. People on TV need to see that there are other people just like them everywhere.
Lauren Boebert, who came packing heat to the event.
"Regarding hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15s and your AR.
Let's be respectful. Let's
47.
Be respectful.
Well, I am here to say hell no, you're not."
Amen. No, you're not. Texter writes, the rainbow flag needs to be banned if my MAGA hat is banned. Now, see, that would be called intolerant, though. Texter writes, "I'm triggered by taxes. Can we ban that?" No, they need that to support the regime. Texter writes, "The color red is triggering people." Insert bull comments here. Texter writes, "Why don't we just quit feeding them attention and wear the darn hat? I wear my Keep America hat great every day." Texter writes, "I am upset and triggered by stupidity and liberalism. Can we ban that?" No, of course not. Texter writes, "Tara, I have a red hat that says, 'Relax, idiots. It's just a hat.'" Another texter writes, "Is that a third of the American people or a third of the people surveyed?" It was a third of adults surveyed. It's a poll, so it's supposed to represent the American people. Texter writes, "Well, I'm triggered by pink hats. Kiss my butt, left." See, they would never dream of banning such a thing. That would be misogynistic. And Texter writes, "I'm offended by red lights. Can't stop me now." Okay, good luck with that. Texter writes, it's time for all conservatives, Christians, and Trump supporters to rise up and stop. Put a stop to the persecution. We don't need to rise anywhere. You just need to put your red hat on and trigger them. Texter writes, oh, please share Rudy's interview in CNN last night for an epic rant. I've played it already. I'm going to do it again, though. All right, to the Ingalls Advantage talk line we go. Glenda in Spartanburg is on the line. Hey, Glenda.
Hey there. Hi there.
Hey, what's up?
Well, if you're talking about things that offend people, while I am all for freedom of religion, I have to admit, the hair on the back of my neck stands up a little bit when I see someone dressed in the full Muslim garb, because I know that someone in their religion took out 5,000 of my fellow Americans. And, you know, if we're going to be perfectly honest here, why shouldn't that be taken away if they're going to take away the MAGA hats?
I don't know. You'll have to call down to Democrat Party headquarters for a ruling on that.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, they can explain. They'll fix you up, Glenda.
Yeah, I'm sure they will.
They'll set you straight. By the way, if you're wondering what she's talking about, just stunning to me. Rasmussen does a poll of American adults, right? 1,100 of them, and asks, hey, you know, what about banning MAGA hats? Because this is a big thing on Twitter right now. The left not only wants the MAGA hats banned because they're triggered, but they also want red hats because that reminds them of MAGA hats to be triggered, to you know, they get triggered. They want them banned. And so he asks American adults, okay, so should we do this? 14% are like, oh, heck yeah. And another 17% are like, well, I don't know, maybe. Moron, let me ask you a question. Should you give up your First Amendment rights? I don't know. God help us. It's just what it says about the mentality of the American people. Darren in Greer. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Tara.
What's on your mind?
One quick thing is that the government says you don't need an AR-15 or an AK-47. Guess what? You need one.
Yeah, because they got them, don't they?
Yes, they do.
And a lot of bullets, too.
Well, actually, we don't even have what military has. So, I mean, it's not even controversial.
No. No. And again, you know, one of the bills that passed became law soon after the founding. One of the first bills Congress passed. I don't know if people know this. It was a requirement that all men of military age who were presumed to be part of the militia were to have and keep and maintain military grade weapons. Do you know that happened? Congress passed it. Members of the militia. Who was that? All men of military age were to have those weapons. What was the purpose of the militia? Wasn't to fight foreigners. It was to overthrow the government if it got out of control. So that was the mentality of our founders coming out of the revolution. Why? Why? Because they used militias to fight the British government. They didn't want their government getting uppity. And they thought the best way to do that was to require the ownership of military-grade weapons. How far from that we have wandered. Okay, parents, get your kids, get them in the back seat. I know a lot of kids in the back seat, especially middle schoolers. They're on the way to school now, like my daughter. I am going to address the climate change lies they're going to hear today in school. That's coming up at 8:05 Must Hear Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.